Seventh batter of this inning, Nolan Arenado. 1-1 pitch. Missed inside. It's two balls and one strike. Arenado had the RBI double back in the first inning. A 4-2 Cardinals lead. Two-one. Missed outside with a curveball. It's three balls and one strike. You see the frustration with DL as he gets the ball back from Sanchez, kind of snapping the glove at the ball. There's some visible frustration right now, and the Brewers starting to scramble that bullpen a bit. 3-1, and he walked him. Changeup that missed low. And now first and second and two outs. Fourth walk issued by DL over these two innings. And now here's Ivan Herrera. Efficiency's been a bit of an issue so far for DL. And he just, it feels like, has had a three-ball count to almost every hitter over the course of the afternoon. Pitch to Herrera, missed inside of the fastball. It's 1-0. And Thiago Vieira starting to play catch in the Brewers' bullpen. That is in there with a strike, and it's 1-1. Contreras at second, Arenado at first. 1-1 pitch. And the curveball caught the outside edge. It's 1-2. It has been a lengthy inning for DL. 65 pitches on the afternoon already, and not yet through the second inning. 1-2 pitch. Missed down and away with a changeup. And it's two balls and two strikes. Just not getting the chase that he would like from this Cardinals offense. They are being very patient against him today. And now Herrera has something in his eyes, so he asks for time. Well, you can suit up this season at MLBShop.com. Check out the largest selection of official jerseys, caps, T-shirts, collectibles, and more. Gear up with your Brewers at MLBShop.com. 2-2 pitch. Missed high with a fastball, and the count is full. Another 3-2 count against DL Hall. Herrera with an open stance in the back of the box. The pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball at 92. Herrera strikes out, but the Cardinals send eight to the plate. And they push three across. They lead it 4-2 as we head to the third on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help my house. It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes, and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
These days, everything is on the rise, from housing costs to the price of fast food to the popularity of vinyl records. Records? That's right. After a near 30-year slide, records again outsell compact discs. Celebrating National Record Store Day Saturday, April 20th, Eroding Winds is open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. with hundreds of exclusive new releases, thousands of fresh new used arrivals, and all your old favorites. Come shop the Fox Valley's premier record store, Eroding Winds, with two convenient locations in Appleton and Oshkosh.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Location near you.
Well, there's been a lot going on in this one. The Cardinals with a 4-2 lead as we head to the third. And stepping in with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. Willie Adames against Miles Michaelis takes inside ball one. Get the feeling, unlike the last couple of Brewers games, there are a lot of runs out there today. Brewers have nearly had a plethora. Here comes the 1-0. In for a strike. 90-mile-an-hour sinker. Willie flew to center back in the first. It's the inning that Rhys Hoskins hit his two-run home run to make it 2-0, but the Cardinals have scored four unanswered. 1-1 popped into shallow right field. Long run in for Jordan Walker, still coming, now making the call. With the shades on, the Cardinals right fielder makes the catch. And it's a shallow fly out for Willie. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Our contestant is Rich Schroeder from Kenosha. Rich wins a Pottawatomie prize package. If a member of the crew hits triple this inning, visit WTMJ.com to enter and for official contest rules. Here comes the home run hitter, Hoskins. Michaelis winds and throws, and he pumps in a strike, 91 miles an hour. Deep out to left for the two-run shot in the first inning. Strike two is called with a slider. It's 0-2 here on Rhys. Brewers very nearly got a grand slam last inning off the bat of William Contreras. Michael Ciani made a game-changing play, catching it leaping up against the right center field fence to end that inning. And then the Cardinals got a three spot. From the windup, 0-2, Hoskins takes outside on a slider. Early yet, we're only in the third, 4-2 St. Louis. But that Ciani catch right now feels like it changed the whole game. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He got him with a curveball and fooled Rhys Hoskins. So Miles Michaelis records his third punch out. Two down in the inning. Oliver Dunn to the plate. Grounded out to the pitcher. His first time up, did Dunn. This is the sixth healthy season in the Cardinals rotation for 35-year-old Miles Michaelis. And he delivers strike one with another curveball. He's won 51 games with the Cardinals as Michaelis over his career. 0-1 pitch. Lined in the shallow left center field, and that'll bloop in for Oliver Dunn, a base hit. Incoming was Newt Barr from left, but he had to play it off the bounce, and Oliver's got himself a two-out single. A bleeder that found a spot, and here comes Gary Sanchez representing the tying run. Gary put a good swing on one last inning and doubled. First hit of the week for the Brewers' backup catcher. 4-2 St. Louis, stretching the pitch. Outside and low, 1-0. Michaelis has given up five runs already in two starts this year. He's been gettable. The 1-0. Lifted in the air, shallow in the left. In comes Newt Barr, also it's Michael Ciani. In left center, the center fielder Ciani makes the call. Had to wait a while. That was way up into the sky, but he made the catch, and the inning is over. The hit and one left. We're going to the bottom of the third. It's 4-2 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
DL Hall back to work, bottom of the third. Let's see if he can settle down in this game. It's 4-2 St. Louis. Brewers on the road for a week, and when we get home, it's the Yankees in town. A week from today, Saturday the 27th, Brewers giving away really cool City Connect tumbler. Mason Wynn up there takes a strike with a curveball. First 30,000 ticketed fans get that tumbler courtesy of Quick Trip. Seats are available, brewers.com. Wynn takes low. Can't wait to be home. Before that, some important games against the Central Division. Two more with the Cardinals and four in Pittsburgh. Mason Wynn takes inside 2-1. Two more with these Cardinals, including today's. And one more tomorrow from Bush. Mason Wynn waits. 2-1 is called a strike on the inside corner. 90-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-2. On the young Cardinals shortstop, who grounded out in the first. And the pitch. Swinging a ground ball again. This one at the shortstop. Adames scoops it up. Willie has to gun it over to first, and he does. It's in time to get Wynn, who was hustling. So one shortstop retires the other. Newtbar and Walker, the next two due up here for St. Louis, which just had a three-run second inning. And D.L. Hall didn't get a lot of time in the dugout to try to recover. Pitch to Lars Newtbar. Inside, ball one on a curve. It was Newtbar who began that rally with a double. After a long battle, he takes a strike on the outside corner. 91 on the fastball. 4-2 St. Louis. Hall working quickly. Here's his 1-1 pitch. Squared to bunt. Pulled back. Took a strike. Outside corner. 1-2. From the windup, DL's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball to second base. Terang takes a step to his right, scoops and throws, and Newtbar is out number two. Couple of groundouts harmlessly hit in the inning. Third inning is being brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. Jordan Walker, true to his name, walked last inning. Takes a strike. DL's got a shot at a 1-2-3 in the 0-1. Down and away with a changeup, 1-1. Beautiful day here. Temperatures getting up towards 60 degrees. 1-1 pitch hit high in the air, deep into left center field, but playable for Blake Perkins all the way back into his right in front of the warning track in the gap. He makes the catch. It was a majestic fly ball, but caught, and it is indeed a much-needed 1-2-3 inning for D.L. Hall. To the fourth we go. 4-2 Cardinals on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs, who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like, and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say vibrantly tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Busy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Brewers Baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Blake Perkins leading off the fourth against Michaelis. Brewers open a rally. It's 4-2 St. Louis. Perkins was hit by a pitch when he was trying to bunt back in the second inning. He'll take a strike at the knees. Bryce Terang and Jackson Churio. They will follow Blake. 7, 8, and 9 on the lineup card today. On the windup, 0-1. Swinging a foul, grounded up the first baseline. Good to see D.L. Hall with a 1-2-3. We call that flawless. You know what that means. Flawless inning brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Proud partner of the Brewers. Stop by. Got it at your local grocer. 0-2 is down and in on Perkins, batting left-handed. Carbless. Liss is more. Perkins has been red hot. 1-2 pitch. Lined into the gap in right center field. That one going to split Ciani and Walker. It bounces all the way to the fence. Blake Perkins chugging into second base. That's where he puts on the brakes. A leadoff double. Blake Perkins has doubled thrice in this series. What do you know about that hot bat? Man, he's at second with nobody out for Terang. It's hard to replicate Christian Yelich's offense, but it's essentially Perkins taking his spot on the lineup card every day, and he's doing his best to replicate it. Terang up there takes over the inside corner with a changeup, nothing in one.
I think the thing that stands out to me about Blake's game is that everything's just really smooth. Everything looks like it's kind of easy for him, to be honest, especially defensively.
0-1 is fouled back. Full swing by Terang, nothing in two.
But that was a pretty swing.
$75 to the Mac Fund because of it. From West Bend, the silver lining. Well, Terang at worst, he wants to get him to third. It's an 0-2 count on Bryce. Michaelis's pitch. Pulled in the air into right field. That ball carrying. Walker going back onto the warning track. Walker at the fence. See you later. We're tied. Bryce Terang hits it into the Cardinals' bullpen. Well, I said he wanted to just move him to third. That'll work a lot better, won't it? It's a 4-4 game here in the fourth inning as Bryce Terang has gone deep. Second of the season. An 0-2 slider. And he pulled that baby out of here. That was actually a pitch that was down and in near his ankles from Michaelis. Nobody on, nobody out. Jackson Churio takes a strike.
He got the driver out for that one.
You know, I was going to say good piece of hitting. Even if Walker caught it, hit it to the right part of the park. Churio bounces one to third but fell, and he's behind 0-2. If you were just going to try to manufacture a run in the inning, you wanted to hit the ball to the right side, have a man at third with fewer than two outs. Home run, much better. Churio struck out his first time, and he'll use his timeout. Brand new ball game, 4-4. And there's bullpen action for the Brewers now. 0-2 to Churio. Down and away on a sweeping breaking ball from Michaelis. Bryce Wilson, who started the game against the Padres Wednesday, is throwing in the bullpen. Threw almost 50 pitches. 1-2 pitch. Lifted into right again. Backing up Walker again on the track. Walker leaping up. That ball's gone. Jackson Chourio makes it back-to-back with Bryce Terang. Opposite field home run for the rookie, and the Brewers are back in front. Their third home run off of Michaelis. They've got a 5-4 lead in the fourth inning. Just got out over the leaping Jordan Walker's glove and just over the right field wall. Number four for the 20-year-old. He can hit him to the opposite field with power. That's what we've seen in his minor league time. Remember his first home run against Minnesota? That was an opposite field shot. The ball just jumps off his bat to the opposite side. It's really impressive to see from a guy that young to hit it that hard. Oppo, two home runs. That of the number 8 and 9 spot in the lineup, Terang and Chourio. $200 going to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And now Sal Frelick takes curve for a strike. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. 0-1. Frelick takes just a little bit low with a slider.
It is scary to think what Jackson Chourio is going to be when he gets everything unlocked. When he gets comfortable.
Whew. Wind up in the 1-1, ground ball sharply hit, but at the shortstop, Mason Wynn steps to his right to field, and he chucks it sidearm to first in time to get Frelick. That's the first out here in the fourth.
The bottom third of your order there, getting that done.
Yeah.
Double homer, homer, 7, 8, 9.
When you get a home run from Terang, who's been more of a singles guy, that feels like a bonus. But Chourio, we're starting to expect that pop. Contreras up there, swing and a miss. It's nothing and one. William robbed of what would have been probably a three-run hit his last time up by the leaping center fielder Michael Ciani right up against the right center field fence. Took him the dirt now, 1-1. So one out and three runs in. 5-4 Brewers in the fourth. The 1-1 lifted foul on the first base side and well up into the seats.
This is that Brewers offense we saw on the road trip and to start this season that we hadn't seen for the last couple of games. It's right back.
1-2 popped him up, foul coming back over the screen, and on the hands came Michaelis to William Contreras. Yeah, you're not kidding. Brewers in this week, four games starting against the Padres, they'd only scored 9 runs in those four games and hit only one homer. 1-2, chopped into the dirt and then off the lower body of William. It's a foul ball. It remains a ball and two strikes. Yeah, one homer all week, and then all of a sudden they've hit 3 against Miles Michaelis in not even 4 full innings. Hoskins, 2-run shot. Terang, 2-run shot. And a Chourio solo bomb, providing all 5 Brewers runs. Wind up in the 1-2 again. Swing and a miss. He got him with a sweeper. That's rare to see Contreras strike out, but he was fooled by the pitch. And so there are 2 outs now in the inning, and it brings up Willy Adames. With Bryce Wilson getting loose. Again, a guy who threw 50 pitches just a few days ago. It looks like he's coming into the game. I don't think they just get him up to get him up. Pitches down and away, 1-0.
Yeah, that's a good call. If they're going to get him warm, they're bringing him into the game.
Willie's 0-2 in the 1-0. That's a strike. Fastball just at the knees. Bases empty, 2 out. The 1-1 pitch. Fouled back, big swing, but he hit it into the screen. Did Adames, 1-2. I think Pat Murphy was probably hoping to get everything he could out of the starter DL Hall, but now that the Brewers have the lead, he's thinking, all right, I got to go for the win today. 5-4 Milwaukee in the fourth. The 1-2 to Adames, swing and a miss. Slider down and away. He struck him out. Back-to-back Ks for Michaelis to end the inning. But some power out of the bottom of the lineup. Terang and Churio hit him back-to-back. And we go to the bottom half of the fourth, 5-4 Milwaukee. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbless has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbless at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbless, less is more.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot on air.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
DL Hall does remain in the game to begin the bottom of the fourth. 5-4 Milwaukee and Michael Ciani, lefty-on-lefty matchup. Pitch. Curveball dropped in knee-high for strike one. Ciani bunted for a base hit back in that three-run second-inning rally. Was trying to sacrifice, got a bonus. 0-1 pitch. Outside on a fastball. Told you Bryce Wilson's been warming up. Got a couple of left-handed hitters due in Ciani and Donovan. So now they stay with Hall in the 1-1. Strike at the top of the zone with a slider. 1-2. DL did bounce back with a 1-2-3 third inning. The 1-2 coming, Ciani takes just off the plate. I guess a little bit high. That very easily could have been strike three. He's nibbled around the edges. From the windup, 2-2 pitch. Outside again on a close fastball. So a full count on a former Cincinnati Red, Michael Ciani, who's had a great game. Uses his timeout. Hall has walked three. 3-2 pitch is popped foul, coming back on the left side and up out of play. A lot of the at-bats for the Cardinals against DL have looked like this. Hall getting ahead, then they battle back. 3-2 leading off the inning. The pitch outside, barely on a fastball. He walked him. Man. Ball two, ball three, ball four. They were all close. Ciani took it. He's aboard with nobody out, representing the tying run. And here comes Brendan Donovan. He has struck out and hit a sacrifice fly, has Donovan. Brewers lead 5-4 in the pitch. Line drive towards first. What a catch! Oh, Hoskins got it. He'll double off Ciani, two out. A lunging backhanded grab by Reese. And two for the price of one for D.L. Hall. That was spectacular. A reaction play by the veteran Reese Hoskins. The ball was hit 101 miles an hour off the bat of Brendan Donovan. Two out for Goldschmidt, and Hall continues. Curveball is a little bit outside. Ciani had no chance to get back. Goldschmidt's 0 for 2. Line shot towards third. That is past third and fair inside the chalk down the left field line. Bounces off the sidewall. Picked up by Frelick after a momentary bobble, but he got there quickly enough to hold Goldschmidt at first base. So he's got a two-out single, and here comes Pat Murphy. They're not going to have DL face Wilson Contreras for a third time, and we're going to have a call to the bullpen in favor of Bryce Wilson. Yeah, those last two balls were hit so hard. Told you. Donovan's line out into the double play, 101 miles an hour. That single by Goldschmidt, 107. And so Hall is done for the day. There comes Bryce Wilson to face Wilson Contreras. Wilson versus Wilson coming up. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen, proud to support the Brewers. They remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 5-4 Milwaukee, bottom of the fourth and two out on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for three full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Bryce Wilson ready to go. He'll face Wilson Contreras. We're in the bottom of the fourth. St. Louis trailing Milwaukee 5-4, but the tying run at first in Paul Goldschmidt. The pitch coming. Contreras took it low. It's 1-0. So D.L. Hall finished. He allowed nine base runners in 3 2/3 innings. Five hits, four walks. He struck out three. Did not get Wilson Contreras out. 1-0 pitch, lifted into right field, a run over towards the line by Chorio, but he should get there. He is in fair territory, and he makes the catch. So Bryce Wilson, by the way, he threw 57 pitches just 3 days ago against the Padres, and he's in here, and he gets his man to end the fourth. On to the fifth inning. It is 5-4 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Golfers are excited about playing Sweetgrass and Sage Run. Book your early season golf adventure today. Early season runs May 3rd through May 24th. Stay and play golf packages start at $110. Add to your experience a post-round massage at the Drift Spa. Enjoy a steak and cold beer, then time with your friends at your favorite table games. Visit islandresortgolf.com and take a drive.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Rhys Hoskins leads off the fifth. Here's Lane.
All right, thank you, Josh. He takes the first pitch strike from Michaelis, who stays out there on the mound for St. Louis. And it's 0-1 on Rhys. A two-run home run back in the first for Hoskins. And the 0-1 is rocketed foul up the third baseline, and it's 0-2. Home run number four on the season for Hoskins. Brewers hoping for a lot of power out of this right-handed bat over the course of the season. Michaelis, the 0-2 pitch, and that's rolled foul over near the Brewers' dugout, stays at 0-2. Schneider's professional truck drivers remind you to never text while driving. No message is worth the risk. Michaelis is at 72 pitches as he works here in the fifth. The 0-2. Hoskins, a roller back up the middle, gobbled up by Wynn with a dive to his left, gets to his feet, and he threw him out. Wow! That's incredible by Mason Wynn. Incredible range, balance, quickness, and then the arm strength to get Hoskins. That looked like a single off the bat all the way. For it to not get through was impressive enough. But it took a big-time throw from Wynn, who's got a big arm, to get Hoskins. And that's the first out. Oliver Dunn, the batter. And he takes inside. It's 1-0. Was not hit overly hard. And Hoskins is not the fastest guy on the Brewers squad. As Dunn sends one out to left center field. On the run is Newt Barr all the way back to the track. And he runs it down on the edge of the warning track right in front of the Brewers bullpen for the second out. Newt Barr, who plays a lot of center field for this Cardinals bunch, he can go get it out there in the outfield. One of the deeper parts of the park, and he ran it down and then some. There's two down, and here's Gary Sanchez. A 5-4 Brewers lead, top of the fifth. Michaelis, the pitch, misses down and away. It's 1-0. Ball is carrying today at Busch Stadium. Especially out to right. 1-0 pitch. Sanchez, a high drive down the left field line. Newt Barr's going back. It is hooking and foul. That was a blast from Gary Sanchez, but it was foul. One ball and one strike. Michaelis brings home the pitch, and Sanchez a swing and a miss at the slider. It's 1-2. Sanchez with a double back in the second inning. Fly to center in the third. 1-for-2 today. Brewers would love to get this bat going. 1-2 is down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Sanchez has always been a guy that when he gets going downhill in terms of the momentum, he can string together a lot of big at-bats and a lot of successful ones. 2-2, line down the left field line. This is a fair ball. And down in front of Newt Barr, it'll be a single for Sanchez. And Gary with a two-hit day. And maybe some good signs from the Brewers catcher. And that'll get the red-hot Blake Perkins to the plate. Three doubles in this series. Doubled to start up the fourth inning. And now Ollie Marmol is out of the dugout. That appears to be all for Miles Michaelis. He's had Zach Thompson, the left-hander, getting loose out there for St. Louis, and he's going to take the ball from Michaelis, and that will be it. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers. And remind you that when the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Runner at first, two outs, top of the fifth, a 5-4 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come
With Owens Corning Architectural Shingles, they offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
When you're a working mom like me, time is precious. Between soccer practice, dance classes, and music lessons, I barely have time and energy left for dinner. But I found a nice little pick-me-up for dessert. Cedar Crest cake pints, like cherry cheesecake. Now I can have my cake and ice cream too. It's easy and you know it's delicious because it's Cedar Crest. It's the homemade taste that you don't have to make at home. Look for it in the frozen food section of your local grocer. And remember, if you've got a big family, better get more than just one.
Left-hander Zach Thompson takes over on the mound for St. Louis, making his fourth appearance. He's actually made two starts this year for the Cardinals. 13 and two-thirds innings, 15 hits, and eight runs allowed, including four home runs. It's a 5-4 Brewers lead, top of the fifth. Gary Sanchez at first, and Blake Perkins flipped around right-handed against the lefty Thompson, who takes over for Michaelis. And the first pitch to Blake misses with a breaking ball down and in. One ball and no strikes on Perkins, who's been swinging it pretty well from the right side of late. Thompson looks at first, and the 1-0 pitch is outside. Two balls and no strikes. You heard Pat Murphy talking about this on the pregame show today, that his left-handed swing has been a little bit more advanced than the right-handed swing, but he's had some big swings from the right side of the plate this week. 2-0 is high. It's three balls and no strikes on Perkins. Game-winning hit on Wednesday from the right side of the plate. A double last night from the right side of the plate. Pitch. Nailed the inside corner. It's 3-1. Brewers 5 runs on 9 hits this afternoon. The Cardinals 4 runs on 5 hits. Brewers brought their offense to the ballpark this afternoon. 3-1 pitch. Perkins a ground ball to third. Arenado has it on a couple of hops. Easy toss to first. Takes care of Blake. And the inning is over. Brewers got a hit, no runs, and a man left on base. We go to the bottom of five. It's a 5-4 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes, and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
MJ.
Nolan Arenado leads off the bottom of the fifth inning for St. Louis against Bryce Wilson. It's a 5-4 Brewers lead. And Gary Sanchez asking to hold up play because something blew onto the field in front of home plate. So Tony Randazzo picks up what I think was confetti or a wrapper of some sort. Tony Randazzo throws it behind home plate, and that's where it rests. Now we're ready. Bryce Wilson's first pitch to Arenado. Swing and a miss at a cutter down and away. It's 1-0. I think that might have been better served to just be pocketed for Tony Randazzo. The wind could blow that thing right back where it was. A one missed inside with a curveball, and it's 1-1. See, the wind's blowing it right now. It's going the right direction. It's going away from the field of play. 1-1. This is hit out towards center. Perkins backpedaling, now spins around, finds the baseball, makes the catch a few steps shy of the warning track in dead center for the first out of the inning. Vibe check, cooler full of busy hard seltzer, big vibe. It's an offensive vibe today at Busch Stadium. Busy hard seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. So here's Ivan Herrera. One out, nobody on, a one run Brewers advantage, bottom of the fifth. Wilson's pitch, he is in there with a strike on a cut fastball. And it is 0-1. A one delivery, and that missed a little bit low and inside with a two seamer. One ball and one strike on Herrera. What a valuable part of this pitching staff Bryce Wilson is. He can do a little bit of everything for you. 1-1 missed inside, two balls and one strike. You can start him like the Brewers did Wednesday. You can bring him in middle relief here, almost like the starter's closer today. The 2-1, there's a strike. Cutter on the outside edge, it's 2-2. And if you need him to, he can go get you outs late in the game just as easily. He has done a little bit of everything in a Brewers uniform. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball on the left side. Adames gets around it. Pats the glove, throw to first in time. And there's two outs. And the Brewers pitching has settled in a little bit after those rocky first couple of innings for D.L. Hall. Hall had a 1-2-3 third. Got the first two outs in the fourth before giving up the single to Goldschmidt. And then Wilson came on, got the final out, and has retired the first two here in the fifth. Mason Winn the batter, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. A one rolled out in front of the mound. Wilson off the mound. Fields throws to first in time. He works a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth. And we head to the sixth. Brewers with a 5-4 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers Five County Fridays are now Wisconsin First Fridays, meaning every Wisconsin resident gets half off Brewers tickets at the first Friday home game of each month. Grab your half price tickets for Friday games at brewers.com/Wisconsin Fridays. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Hey, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on honey and tea.
12-ounce Bargain Bee honey, just two for $5. Or 20-count Bigelow tea, two for $5.
I caramba, hot, hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain Bee, two for five. Bigelow, also two for five.
Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee owned.
It's Woodmans.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
We go to the sixth inning, a 5-4 Brewers lead. And Bryce Terang to lead things off for the crew. Zach Thompson, the lefty, stays out there on the mound for the Cardinals. First pitch to Terang is in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Jenna Blaskowski from Trempolo. Jenna will win a gift card jackpot of $350 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning, and $100 added to the total for each additional home run. 1-0 to Terang. Checked his swing on a strike with a slider, and it's 1-1. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com. for official contest rules and details. 1-1. Fouled back and out of play. It's 1-2. Terang has a home run already in this game. Two-run shot, his second of the year. That was back in the fourth. He is 1-for-2 today. Thompson from the stretch, the 1-2 pitch is high. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Terang, Churio, and then Frelick. Scheduled to hit here in the top of the sixth for the crew. 2-2. Hit foul and out of play down the left field line. And it'll stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Bryce. Went 0-for-2 in the series opener last night. Brewers trying to win this series here today. Clinging to a one-run lead currently with plenty of baseball left in this one. This is shot down the left field line, but foul. And Terang stays alive at 2-2. Currently quiet in that Cardinals bullpen. Brewers have action in their bullpen. The lefty, Hobie Milner, is up and getting loose right now in the Brewers pen. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, ground ball, right side. Backhanded by Goldschmidt. He will feed Thompson, who finds the bag one step in front of Terang. For the first out of the inning. Nice play on the infield by the Cardinals. That wasn't that easy, especially with Terang sprinting up that first baseline, but they were able to make it happen. And now here's Jackson Churio. Always good to get back to baseball season. Dust off that lawn furniture, clean up the grill, maybe put down your fertilizer. But what you got to do is stock up on great tasting sausage from Usinger's. Jackson takes a breaking ball high, and it's 1-0. That is a huge part of your springtime tradition. You get that grill going, it better be full of the Usingers, maybe the Italians, maybe the Polish. Just a straight old brat. Pitches up and away, 2 balls and no strikes. Maybe on Saturday morning you get up, you get the cast iron skillet out, throw that on the grill, maybe you do some of that peppered bacon from Usingers. All great options. 2-0 pitch. Jackson took up and away. It's 3 balls and no strikes. And if you're going tailgating, remember, it's not tailgating without Usingers. 3-0 on Churio, who homered in his last at bat, his fourth of the season. Thompson, the pitch. And that's a strike at the letters, and it's 3-1. Fastball at 93 from the left-hander. 3-1 pitch. And Jackson took down and away, works the walk. So Churio works a walk, ortho ASAP, walk right in, orthopedic associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And now you get some speed aboard for Sal Frelick, who has a hit today. Sal has quietly put together a great start to the season. Been raving about William Contreras and Bryce Turang and all of these Brewers hitters that have put up big numbers early. Sal takes a strike, it's 0-1. And Frelick just quietly keeps producing no matter where the Brewers put him in the lineup. Thompson looks in. Here's the 0-1. Frelick right back up the middle and into right center field for a base hit. Churio turns second. He's on his way to third. And he's going to be in there standing up. It's a single for Frelick. His second hit of the day, and the Brewers have him on the corners with one out for guess who? William Contreras. The Brewers keep doing a great job of setting the table for the MVP of this team so far in William. Runners on the corners, and now Herrera out in front of home plate to roll through the signs. Before Contreras sees his first one from Thompson. Thompson kicks and brings home the breaking ball. It missed high, 1-0. This is a big spot for the Brewers. It's a 5-4 lead for the crew. But what an opportunity to put a little distance between yourselves and the Redbirds here. Thompson set at the chest, the 1-0 pitch. That's up and in, 2 balls and no strikes. Remember, Contreras flied out to the wall in right center back in the second inning when the Brewers had the bases loaded. Has a hit in this game. He's 1-for-3. All of those at bats came against Michaelis. 2-0 pitch. That's a strike at the knees of the fastball. And it's 2-1. William looking back at Tony Randazzo, questioning that call a little bit. Now he gets right back in there. Frelick gets his lead from first. 2 balls and 1 strike, and now I believe we have a pitch clock violation on Thompson. Tony Randazzo pointed out to Thompson and pointed at his wrist. And now Ollie Marmol's coming out to get some clarification. Contreras kind of started to back out of the box but stopped himself and never fully got out of the box. And now Tony Randazzo and Ollie Marmol are having an argument, and it looks like Dan Bellino is going to come in and join along with the rest of the umpires to see what they want to do about this. But Contreras started to back out, but it never looked like he completely backed out of the box. And he got right back in there and dug in and was looking out at Thompson, and then Tony Randazzo called the pitch clock violation. Phil Cuzzi's in on the conversation as well. Dan Bellino is talking with Ollie Marmol. And now William Contreras doesn't like this. They're going to say that the pitch clock should have reset, I think. And Pat Murphy wants an explanation. He's on the top step of the dugout asking somebody to tell him what's going on. So it's a 2-ball-and-1-strike count on Contreras after all of that. The pitch. Breaking ball missed high. It's 3-1. Scoreboard says 3-2. They're a little confused. 3 balls and 1 strike is the count here on Contreras. The pitch. Rocketed foul off the facing of the Brewers dugout. Now it's 3-2.
I think the scoreboard operators thought there had been an automatic strike assessed to Contreras instead of an automatic ball to the pitcher, which it might have been. Nobody explained to us one way or the other.
I think they thought it was an either or, and I think essentially they just wiped it off. Now a pick over to first, and back in time is Frelick. Giovanni Gallegos is getting loose in the Cardinals bullpen. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Contreras. Thompson looking in. The high set, the pitch. There goes the runner. Ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Churio will score. Frelick on his way to third. Contreras comes through again with an RBI single. It's 6-4 Milwaukee. Boy, nobody does it better than William Contreras. Rolling that ball through the right side as Frelick was off with the pitch. And the Brewers with 11 hits this afternoon. Contreras with his second hit of the day. He's driven in 20 on the season now. And Ollie Marmol is out of the dugout.